From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Today, the army in Thailand declared martial law throughout the country. That's 2 weeks after the government was removed from office by the Constitutional Court in Thailand. Thailand has been in a political crisis for months now because of unrelenting and sometimes violent street protests. And now there are worries that the country could be in for its 12th coup since 1932. The BBC's Jonah Fisher is in Bangkok. And Jonah, what exactly does it mean that martial law has been declared?
Well, we're still trying to work that out exactly. When it was announced this morning at 3 a.m, what the head of the Thai army, Prayuth Chan-o-cha, said was that they were taking this action because of security, that they felt they need to protect civilians from people with weapons. So it was introduced as a security idea. What we don't know is how far those powers will reach, whether the caretaker government, which has been in place here in Thailand for the last couple of weeks, will still have a role to play. That's why there's this uncertainty at the moment as to what to call this exactly, whether this is simply martial law or whether, in fact, a full coup is underway and indeed perhaps already has been completed.
Well, and the army is saying that it's not a coup, right?
That's right. The army say that because the caretaker government still exists, because they haven't appointed a replacement caretaker government, that this isn't a coup, that they've just simply stepped in to try and prevent conflict between the two main demonstrating groups who've been active around Bangkok for the last few months. So I think most people are adopting a bit of a wait-and-see approach at the moment, seeing whether the army is going to be true to its word, whether it is simply going to stick to the security portfolio, which it claims to be, or whether, in fact, what we see is a steadily creeping coup, and whether this caretaker government will, in fact, have no real power whatsoever.
Well, and it appears that the caretaker government didn't even know that this was going on. Has the prime minister said much? And has the former prime minister, Yingluck Shinawat, said anything?
Well, we've heard from the caretaker prime minister, Nikwok Tamrong. He hasn't gone out of his way to criticise or welcome the imposition of martial law, just that he'd hoped that the way it's imposed would not infringe on democracy and not infringe on constitutional rights of the people. So cautious, I would say, is the way that the caretaker government is approaching it at the moment. They obviously don't want to inflame or upset the Thai military, particularly. Yingluck, no, we've not heard from her. I mean, 2 weeks ago, she was forced to leave office when the Constitutional Court here ruled that she'd acted inappropriately. So in a way, she's been removed from the political scene for the time being. What we now have is the rump of her government that are left behind in this caretaker government, desperately trying in a way to move towards a possible election. But the real problem with elections here is they don't solve the political impasse, because the opposition, the anti-government protesters, don't want an election. They want a government to be brought in, an appointed government, which will then bring in reforms. And then at some point, much further down the line, there will be elections. And one would imagine that the new constitution and the new framework which this movement wants would give themselves a much better chance of winning that election.
Now, we may well have some listeners here in the United States who have friends or family members who are visiting Thailand right now. Would tourists feel any effect of the fact that there's martial law right now?
No, not really. Bangkok is calm tonight. There were more soldiers on the street this morning at checkpoints and at areas where there have been demonstrations and where people had been gathering. But during the course of the day, many of them went back to their barracks. To all intents and purposes, it feels fairly normal out there. You really have to go out there and look for the demonstrations and these very limited areas, really, in some ways, around Bangkok. That's where, if there is going to be trouble, the trouble is. And for the most part, the advice for tourists is just be aware of where these particular flashpoint locations might be. And for the most part, that's a long way away from where tourists would normally go. So most embassies at the moment are advising that tourists, when they come here, to be aware of what's going on. But it needn't necessarily mean cancelling a trip.
And Jonah, is there any sense we'll hear from the elephant in the room, the king of Thailand, a person who both sides in this debate that's going on in the country respect?
I think I should just point out at the start that there are very tight laws here in Thailand about what I can say about the Thai monarchy. If anything is said which is even interpreted as being slightly derogatory, that is something which could get me in a lot of trouble. But what I can tell you is the Thai king has been on the throne for an extremely long time. He's now a very old man. He is, I think no one would doubt the fact that he is widely revered across Thailand. But of course, no one lives forever, and there are real concerns about what will happen next. Following on from someone who's so widely revered, the question of what will come next is something which is certainly in the minds of the demonstrators, and something which, well, is certainly a factor in what's going on.
The BBC's Jonah Fisher joining us from Bangkok. Jonah, thank you so much.
Thank you.